Welcome to HN Pod, your daily deep dive into the top stories from Hacker News. I am Sarah.
And I am Mike. Today is Thursday, April 2nd, and we are covering the most interesting discussions from yesterday, Wednesday, April 1st, 2026. This is episode 353, and we are thrilled to have you with us.
We have a really fascinating mix of stories today, Mike. We are looking at a massive visual teardown of the leaked Claude code source, live updates from the historic Artemis 2 launch, Cloudflare taking a huge swing at replacing WordPress, some highly advanced and very suspicious superconducting carts at CERN, and a passionate plea from a developer who is just completely fed up with the AI revolution.
Let us jump right into that first one, Sarah. The top story yesterday, hitting over 1,000 points, is called Claude Code Unpacked, a visual guide. This was created by a Hacker News user named Autocracy101.
Right. So to give some context, this all stems from that recent leak where the source code for Anthropic's Claude Code CLI was exposed via a map file on the NPM registry. The author of this post took that massive code base and built an interactive website, ccunpacked.dev, to visually map out the entire architecture. It shows the agent loop, over 50 different tools, the multi-agent orchestration, and even hidden unreleased features.
What is wild to me is the sheer scale of it. One commenter pointed out that we are looking at a 500,000-line code base just for an agent command line interface. They made a really insightful point that making a probabilistic large language model behave deterministically is a massive state management nightmare. All that code bloat is likely defensive programming. We are talking about frustration regexes, context sanitizers, and tool retry loops just to stop the AI agent from drifting off task or silently breaking things.
Exactly. From an architectural perspective, we're still basically herding cats with massive code volume instead of governing the agents perfectly at the system level. But the site itself is absolutely gorgeous. Someone in the comments asked the author to release the source code for the site, and the author casually admitted they built it in just a few hours using their own coding agent setup called Pi.
Which of course sparked a whole debate about vibe coding. One user said the site screams vibe coding, implying the author just asked Claude to replicate the Anthropic design language from a screenshot. And it's true. Vibe coding is exactly why this complex analysis tool was released mere hours after the leak, instead of weeks.
But there was definitely some pushback on that idea. Some people strongly disagree that it is insane to code anything by hand these days, which was a claim one commenter made. There is a whole spectrum now between organic, artisanal, handwritten code and AI field development. Though I have to say, seeing people in the thread talk about running these agentic loops completely offline using local models on an M5 Mac is pretty incredible. The community is moving so incredibly fast on this stuff.
Speaking of moving fast, let us look up at the stars, or rather, the moon. Yesterday was launch day for NASA's Artemis 2 mission.
This is a huge milestone. The Space Launch System rocket and the Orion spacecraft lifted off from Kennedy Space Center, taking four astronauts on an approximately 10-day mission around the moon and back. This is the first crewed moon mission in over 50 years.
The live updates on the NASA blog were thrilling to read. Watching the milestones tick by, the twin solid rocket boosters separating, the core stage detaching, and the solar array wings deploying to draw power. One commenter on Hacker News mentioned that just minutes after launch, they hit 10,000 miles per hour. That is almost 3 miles per second. It is hard to wrap your head around that kind of speed.
And of course, the Hacker News crowd immediately started doing the math and putting it into perspective. Someone pointed out that escape velocity is over 25,000 miles per hour, so they still had a ways to go at that point. Another user joked that a Dodge Demon car could theoretically reach 10,000 miles per hour in 4 minutes if it could somehow hold its 0 to 60 acceleration in a vacuum.
I love that perspective. But there was also some really interesting discussion about what comes next for the space program. Artemis 2 is a flyby, but Artemis 3 was originally supposed to be the actual moon landing. However, as one commenter noted, Artemis 3 is now slated to be a low Earth orbit systems check. The actual landing relies heavily on SpaceX's Starship and Blue Origin's lander hitting their milestones in the coming year.
Right. The action sort of shifts from NASA facilities to Hawthorne and West Texas for a bit. They have to figure out orbital propellant transfer between spacecraft, which is a massive, unprecedented engineering hurdle. There was also a fun little debate in the comments about the broadcast production. Someone complained about the camera work and the obnoxious cheering in the control room, comparing it unfavorably to SpaceX streams. But another user replied that they actually love listening to the cheering because it drives home what an immense human accomplishment this is for the people who dedicated years of their lives to it.
Moving from space technology back to web technology, Cloudflare dropped a massive announcement yesterday that got over 500 points. They introduced Mdash, which they are calling the spiritual successor to WordPress.
This is a really ambitious project. The hook here is that Cloudflare claims to have rebuilt the concept of WordPress from the ground up using AI coding agents over the last 2 months. It is written entirely in TypeScript, powered by the Astro Web Framework, and it is completely serverless. But the real selling point, Mike, is how they handle the plugin ecosystem.
Yes, the infamous WordPress plugin security nightmare. In traditional WordPress, a plugin is a PHP script that has direct, unmitigated access to your database and your file system. It is a massive vulnerability surface. Mdash attempts to solve this by running each plugin in its own isolated sandbox using Cloudflare's dynamic workers.
So instead of giving a plugin the keys to the kingdom, you grant it specific capabilities via bindings. If a plugin needs to send an email when a post is published, it explicitly requests that permission in its manifest. It cannot touch your user database or make unauthorized network requests unless you specifically allow it at install time. It is very much like the permission model on your smartphone. Cloudflare argues this also solves marketplace lock-in because you do not have to rely solely on a centralized marketplace to vet the code for you.
The discussion on Hacker News was fascinating, as it always is when WordPress comes up. A lot of developers were questioning if we even need a dynamic content management system anymore. One user said this is the polar opposite of where we should be going, arguing that we should just go back to static websites because they are fast, easy to cache, and inherently secure.
But another commenter pushed back perfectly on that developer-centric mindset. They said they love building static sites, but clients always start by asking for a simple brochure site. Then 2 months later, they want a dynamic contact form. Then they want an inventory system and then a customer portal. You cannot back yourself into a corner with a static site when dealing with non-technical clients who want their business to grow.
Exactly, Sarah. That is exactly why WordPress powers over 40% of the web today. The clients want an admin dashboard where they can click buttons and make things happen without calling an expensive developer for every typo fix.
This was just brilliant. They published an official-looking news piece on the CERN website claiming that during the upcoming major maintenance period, engineers will replace their underground bicycles with supercharged carts powered by 64 superconducting engines.
The details they included were hilarious. The project leader, named Mario Idralico, which translates from Italian to Mario the Plumber, explained that when the engines are cooled below critical temperatures, the Meissner effect levitates the carts. He literally is quoted as saying, "Mamma mia, they are super."
And it gets better. The safety coordinator, Luigi Fratello, or Luigi the Brother, made sure everyone is issued with safety and health equipment for long and limited stays. The acronym is SHELLS. But he specifically banned drivers from having bananas in the tunnel. His quote was just, "Oh no."
They even tied it back to a nursery school collaboration with a teacher named Yoshi and a school director named Rosalina Piersich, which translates to peach. It was a perfectly executed April Fool's joke.
It really was. The Hacker News community always appreciates a good nerdy April Fool's prank. It is nice to see massive, serious scientific institutions have a sense of humor about themselves. Although, considering the Large Hadron Collider tunnel is 27 kilometers long, levitating Mario Karts would probably be a legitimate productivity boost for the engineers down there.
Our last story today takes a much more serious and honestly a bit of a somber tone. The title is I Quit, The Clankers Won. It is a blog post by David Bushell, a web developer based in the UK.
This post struck a real nerve on the forum, pulling in nearly 400 points. David is lamenting the current state of the web and the coding profession in the age of generative AI. He refers to AI output as slop and compares the entire AI industry to a predatory casino business model. But his main message is actually a passionate plea to other developers. He is begging them not to stop blogging and not to stop sharing their human voice.
He argues that because giant plagiarism machines have scraped everything and the web is now flooded with mediocre, regurgitated content, authentic human voices are more valuable than ever. He says writing things down improves your memory, hardens your resolve, and ultimately makes you a better professional.
He's pushing back against the idea of just opting out of the open web because AI is taking over.
The comments on Hacker News were deeply divided on this, which is not surprising given the demographic. One commenter really captured the existential dread of the moment. They said they are mourning the fact that they got to do their hobby as a career for the past 15 years, and they feel like that era is ending because corporate management just wants developers to beep-boop the AI machine to do the job faster without caring about actual skill development.
But then you had the counterargument, which was equally compelling. Another user pointed out that learning to effectively use coding agents might actually be the most important professional developer skill right now. They compared it to when neural networks first arrived in machine learning. The traditionalists who scoffed at them got left behind, while the younger engineers who adopted are doing just fine.
And someone else made a great point about what skills actually remain valuable in this new paradigm. Even if an AI writes the boilerplate code, you still need a human who can review that output, guide the overall system architecture, interpret vague business needs, and communicate with non-technical stakeholders. The ability to write a simple function might be commoditized, but software engineering as a holistic discipline is not.
Right. Though there was a chilling thought raised in that thread. What happens when nobody is reviewing the output anymore? One user brought up Upton Sinclair in the creation of the FDA, asking if the pitch for AI ends with nobody needing to check anything, how do we transition society into a positive future without verifying systemic integrity? Wayward incentives behind closed doors usually lead to subpar standards.
That is the big unanswered question right now. Code quality still impacts the effectiveness of AI. If the code base becomes a tangled mess of AI-generated spaghetti, eventually even the AI will not be able to navigate it to add new features. We absolutely need that human oversight. David Buschel's post might be a bit dramatic, calling the AI industry techno-fascists, but his core message of preserving human creativity and fighting for the open indie web really resonated with a lot of people who are just feeling fatigued by the constant AI hype cycle.
It is definitely a transitional and sometimes exhausting time for the tech industry. Whether you are vibe coding a massive visual architecture map, launching rockets to the moon, arguing about the future of content management systems, or just trying to keep your personal blog alive in a sea of generated content, there is a lot to navigate right now.
That is so true, Mike. And that brings us to the end of today's episode. Thank you so much to everyone tuning in for this deep dive into yesterday's top Hacker News stories.
If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe on your favorite podcast app and share it with your friends. We will be right back here tomorrow with more of the best discussions and debates from the tech world.
Until then, keep building, keep writing, and maybe hold off on throwing bananas in the particle accelerator. See you tomorrow.